Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to center, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Whoops, it's Nancy Oakes.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings. Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Hi, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we'd love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing, it's Friday, and I can tell what kind of mood I'm in today, because I pressed record on one thing and not the record on the other thing. I'm still so embarrassed that I had messed up audio last week.
Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed.
Well, good to see you. Happy Friday, honey.
Happy Friday. My God, like, everyone enjoy this moment now. This is when my brain is at its peak, because by the end of this episode, the 3-day weekend is upon us. And even though we're all pretty much working from home and at home, the majority of us, it still feels like the weekend, a big weekend. And I'm like, mentally, I have senioritis right now. So let's just, you know, this is going to be a crazy, fun, wacky recap, because I feel like I'm going to just, you know, I don't know what's going to, like this monologue right now, who knows where it's going to go? Probably nowhere interesting.
Yeah, I have senioritis, senior citizen iris, okay? Itis. I'm so old, my boobs are flopping all around. I just need a better sports bra and I'll have a good weekend, okay?
That's yeah.
Where we're going over here. So everybody, welcome to the show for Friday. Happy almost Memorial Day. We will actually be taking a day off next week, which is amazing. So after today, we'll be back. We will be back Monday with Top Chef. And then after that, we're going to re-air Slutty Island. Well, we're going to air it for the first time. We did it as a live show recently, and we're going to air that on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we're going to get back and start, recording. We'll have Real Housewives of Atlanta. So we're taking a day off, but don't worry. There's still going to be shows every day posted.
Yeah, there's still content, but we're going to be enjoying some extra time off. One thing that we love to do these days, because times are tough for like everyone, is give some shout outs to some of the small businesses that our listeners have or are their family members have, or et cetera, et cetera. So we're doing some small business shout outs. Oh, and by the way, if you want to have your business shout out on the podcast, just email watchacrappens@gmail.com, and you have to have small business shout out in your subject. Otherwise, it just won't get to us.
Yeah,
and
we won't
see it. Yeah, because we just get enough emails that'll get lost, and so if you message us on IG or Facebook or whatever, it will not get to us. You just have to send it to us on Gmail. Small business shout out. So Ronnie, do you want to start us off?
Sure. This is from Emily. Her brother-in-law just opened a distillery last month in Providence, Rhode Island, and it's called Industrious Spirits Company, a.k.a. ISCO. And they would love a shout-out. They make vodka and gin, which, you know, I love both. I love both of those things. And they make them completely from scratch using only organic ingredients. And since they opened during a pandemic and started, they, you know, had to get creative over there. And they started making hand sanitizer to supply local hospitals and first responders, which is pretty badass. So you can buy on their website, ISCO Spirits, ISCOspirits.com, and you can do a contactless pickup in person, and you can also get a bottle of free hand sanitizer, no purchase necessary. My sister, or her sister rather, did the graphic design for their labels, and they're really good looking. So give them a follow on Instagram at ISCOspirits.
Cool. I've got one that I love because it's so up my alley. This is from Nicole Steele, and she has a really interesting small business that is like really is a good Venn diagram with my board gaming hobby. She hand paints minis or miniatures full time under the name Min Max Miniatures. For those of you guys who don't know, like there are a lot of board games that involve miniatures that sometimes it'll be like a goblin or like a robot or I don't know, but there's like it's a whole thing in board gaming. And a lot of times the miniatures come as these sort of gray sculpted little plastic figurines, you know, but they're a lot of times they're gray because they allow the users to paint them. It's a very daunting thing. And so a lot of times people will just send them off to other people to paint them for them. And Nicole is one of those people. So,
That's cool.
For like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. And like, I've seen a lot of these minis on BoardGameGeek.com, which is like the big, like board game hub. And like, when it's kind of amazing what people can do. There's like a huge amount of artistry and precision because they're these tiny little pieces and you get these tiny little brushes. So Nicole Steele does this. She says she can paint elves and monsters and goblins and orcs. So basically the entire cast of Real Housewives of New York, okay? And they make for really, at the very least, very cool nerdy gifts and at the very most, really awesome nerdy gifts for the board games. So go to her Facebook, which is at MinMaxMinis. Or her Instagram account is minmax_minis. And she also has, oh, this is cool. She has a Twitch channel where people can just watch her paint. twitch.tv/minmaxminis, which is very cool. You can watch that happen in progress. So, like, that's awesome.
Okay, and now we are on to Real Housewives of New York City, the Russian bathhouse episode.
Ooh, and if anyone wants to see what Ronnie and I look like in a Russian bathhouse, well, you won't be able to see that, but you can watch us broadcasting this right now, because this is a Crappens On Demand episode, by the way, everyone. So patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to watch this.
Yes. So we open with Leah going to lunch in a little black dress, and the waiter's like, hey, here's a drink menu. She's like, orange juice, just orange juice. I just want orange juice, please. She's traumatized from the vineyard trip. The apple vineyard trip, whatever.
Yeah, I think all of America is. Although I'm like happily traumatized. I feel like I've got happy trauma in my life now. So Leah's there, and so is Luann, and Tinsley joins up later. And actually, I think one of our listeners posted a photo of this scene. I think it was one of our listeners on our Facebook group, or they sent it to us on Instagram. But someone was in the building across the street when this film when the scene was filming. And, you know, because later on in the scene, when Tinsley like stands up and is like, guys, I do screech. But from like when you look at that from like above on a building, it looks like they're having a huge brawl. So I was so excited for this big fight. And it turns out this scene was not a fight at all.
It's just Tinsley fighting with her own childishness, darling.
Yeah. So Luann shows up and she's like, oh, I woke up today. You ever wake up with that feeling like you sort of need to cough, you know, a little tightness in your chest? I mean, it could be very damaging for someone like me, a cabaret star.
Leah's like, yeah, I have a sinus infection, a lung infection, toe fungus. I mean, it's just fucking insane what's going on with me today. And then we all got triggered because it's the corona time right now in the world. Yeah. And I really like just watching people cough all over the place. It's disgusting, you know? It's like just burn everything she owns in the street, okay? Kick her out of the building. Throw some plastic tarp over her. I don't need to see that shit.
Definitely not. So she's like, on top of everything else, I'm also allergic to bullshit, and that orchard trip was nothing but bullshit.
So Luann's like, well, you probably got weak from wine, too, like Sonia.
Poor Sonia. Wow, poor girl. And we see a flashback of them in the van going back from the orchard, and Sonia is just puking on the floor.
On Tinsley.
Which I'm surprised we haven't seen already. Like, these women drink so much, how have we not seen them puke before?
God. I mean, that's just bad. That's bad. That's bad that you're drinking so much you're puking in the day on a bus. Been there, and it was bad. So Leah's like, look, I really like crazy. Love crazy. But yesterday was bad crazy. It was a bad. And the one's like, which part? You know, the being outside was terrible. Picking apples. I agree. Who do those things come from trees?
I mean, that coral maze. We could have been there for hours and hours. I'm surprised we didn't run into Dave Bowie. It was crazy. I agree. Too crazy.
And Leah's like, well, there was Dorinda. Then we get clips of Dorinda. You're a whore ghost, all right, whore ghost. I see some floating eyelashes and some whoredom ghost face.
And then it's like, this is why there was Sonia also. And you see Sonia being like, oh, he's real cute. He's real cute. He can fuck me up the ass with an orchard apron. I don't care.
Never touch a small penis. And she's like, and Ramona even. And then Ramona's like, you what? You need to time out, okay? You need to time out, Tinsley, okay?
Yeah. And so Luann goes, ha, ha, ha. Well, they have their issues, that's for sure. I mean, they have been thrown in jail and had a bologna sandwich thrown at their face with a mustard packet still inside it. But they do have their issues.
Yeah, she's like, what are you complaining about? You just got here, okay? I've been taking this show for years, you know? It's like that new person at the office. He's like, you know, I just can't believe this place doesn't have a decent copier. And you're like, wait till you find out that there was, like, you know, lead poisoning in the water fountain for, like, 5 years. Stop your bitching.
Yeah. So then we cross-cut over to some sort of, like, fitness studio where Ramona is. And there's an instructor there named Bergen. And, like, Bergen, I guess, is one of those people that says like, hey girl, things like that. And so I think Ramona is like, whoa, that's what young, popular, in shape women say. They say girl a lot, okay? So I'm gonna say girl a lot in this scene, okay? Whoa, my other two girlfriends, Dorinda and Sonia, are coming in. They're all been amazed by how I've slimmed down, girl. Okay, girl? Okay, hey girls, this is my girl, Bergen, this is my girl, Dorinda, okay? We're girls, all of us girls, we're basically a whole bunch of Averys, okay?
Dorinda's like, okay, you died, it was fun yesterday, and you died, I'm tired. It's like, nope, I didn't drink as much as you and Sonia, okay? By the way, my vagina is starving right now. Like, she does not only have camel toe, she's got, like, I don't even know what's going on there, but Ramona's really into those tight pants, you know?
Yeah, she's in there. Whoa, okay, well, girls, I know you've all been amazed by how much I've slimmed down, at least that's what I've been telling myself, you've been telling me, okay? But you know what? Now Bergen, she's going to help transform our bodies because she's the one who did it, girl. She's the girl who did it. Hey, girl.
Then Sonia comes in with gigantic earphones from the 80s, like with her Discman. She's like,
yeah, like
hi, girls. Can't hear you. Can't hear you, girls. They're like as big as mine right now.
Well, I just bought this Walkman. I thought it meant that if you go walking, you'll find a man. Hasn't happened yet, but this cassette of Belle Biv DeVoe is wonderful.
It's like, this is Bergen. She transformed my body, okay? And Sonya's like, oh, so it's Bergen and not Birdie. Got it. I called it Ramonito. I just wrote Ramonito. I finally came up with the name of it at the end of this paragraph. It's just Ramonito. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, it is Ramonito.
So I cut back to the girls at lunch, and Leah's like, listen, I don't want to get into a sympathy-empathy war, so I have both, okay? I've got sympathy and I've got empathy. Let's not even talk about it, okay? I've got sympathy-empathy for Dorinda grieving and, you know, her breakup and all of that stuff. But to say those things to Tinsley, I mean, where is this coming from? What even is that?
Yeah, alcohol and pain, that's where. So Tinsley shows up, she's like, hi! Oh, wow. And Luann goes, oh, well, no wonder why I'm sick. Huh, is there anything that Tinsley can't just ruin for all of us? Am I right? Perfect health? Goodbye.
Unfortunately, it's your fault that I've come down with amazing tunes. So Tinsley's like, well, I guess I was screaming a lot yesterday. I guess I was.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, girls. I wanted yesterday to be fun, and I didn't realize it would be so traumatic for all of you girls with your weak constitutions and screechy voices, so I'm terribly, terribly sorry about that.
So back at the workout place, Sonia's trying to work out, and she's like, this is terrible. She's like, this shouldn't be legal. It just goes to Sonia with her ankles over her head. You know things have gotten bad for Sonia if she's having trouble getting her ankles over her head. It's like, girl.
Yeah, that's tough times.
Yeah. It's like suddenly a shot put person can't pick up the remote control. You're like, what the hell? You're like an Olympian.
You know, one of the things that's so funny on these Bravo shows is that they do an activity, and then clearly the producers tell whoever is running the activity to leave the cast alone so that way they can have their scene. But it just always feels so weird to me when it happens, especially in a situation like this where, like, Bergen is at this, it's like Bergen's fitness studio, and then Bergen goes, okay, guys, well, have a great day. I'll talk to you later. And she just, like, leaves her own studio and leaves the women in it. I was like, this is...
That would, like, never
there's
happen.
Be a smoother way.
Yeah, that just never happens because people will steal your shit, especially a housewife. You know, because housewives
especially
are like
Ramona.
Housewives are just like everything's free. You know, they walk in everywhere and walk out with shit. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, Ramona's walking out with like little ankle weights and stuff. Thanks a lot, hamburger. Okay. Thanks, girl.
Glad I brought these ankle weights in with me. Okay, you may not have seen them when I brought them in, but they were there. Okay.
So Jorinda's like, I'm so out of shape, and Ramona goes, you know what, just do what you could do. And Sonia says, yeah, and then we can go to lunch. Like, that's my girl, right?
I know. So just, well, you know, I thought that yesterday was beautiful. I had a lovely time yelling at Tinsley. That was great. What, that's charming. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, first they tell Sonia, like, listen, Sonia, that's like too much even for you. She's like, oh, you're right. Like, Sonia, you cannot sexually harass. Oh no, you're totally right. She's like, I would never. No.
And Rose's like, we're in control of your own actions, okay? She's like, nope, wasn't in control. You're absolutely right. It's true. Look, I wasn't.
We care for you, okay? You just have to be less butt-holy on the bus boy, okay? It's like, you're right, girls, you're right. I'll be more careful. I'll just act like that on trips from now on and not day trips, okay? I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's like, you know, like when it's a girl's trip, you know, that's fine because, you know, we're safe. But when we're out in public, it's not a good look. So from here on out, I'll only be a mess in private and public.
Yes. I'll only be a mess on girls' trips, which are in public. Those are all in public. I love that she's like, well, it's a different state, so, or a different country, so it's not
public.
Well,
I mean, you know, I had to take a subway to the Starbucks. I think that counts as a girls' trip, even though I'm the only girl on it. So, yeah, I can be a mess.
So then the conversation moves over to Tinsley, and Dorinda's the one to do it. She's like, Aunt Tinsley. And Sonia's like, well, you know, she just feels like she's not hurt. And she's like, oh, this little victim thing. She's such a little victim. I mean, we could all be victims. Are you listening to yourself? You are the biggest victim here,
biggest,
okay?
One.
Like, cue Dorinda sobbing and crying over all the mess. It's like another episode of Dorinda sobbing and crying over what a fucking victim she is. Give me a break, lady.
She is so hypocritical this whole episode. And I love that, like, people call her out and she still does not even care. Mm-mm. I mean, I know all these housewives are always hypocritical all the time. Like, every season there's one person who is going to be the most hypocritical. Last season it was Luann. Right now Dorinda's getting it. And it's so funny because now I'm reading stuff on the internet where people say, I love all the Real Housewives except Dorinda. She is so nasty and mean. I hate her. And it's like the same people were saying last season, oh, I hate Luann. I love Dorinda. I hate Luann. Now I hate Dorinda. It's just so funny because it's like...
Well, it's cracking
every
me up
season,
that
someone gets it. Someone
but it's
gets
also
it
cracking me up that people are acting like Dorinda hasn't always been like this. Dorinda has always been... And listen, I'm about to rip Dorinda a new one this entire episode. So if you're not going to like that, then get out of here because it's not going to be pretty. But that said, I still like Dorinda. Like, she's always been like this. It's not like this is something new that she sobs about Richard and then screams at someone that they're a whore. It's like it's like 90% of every episode. What are you people watching out there?
Yeah. So back at Fig and Olive, Tinsley's like, oh, it was a gang up, and I just don't do gang up, you know? And Luann's like, well, I mean, Lord knows. Hold on. I think I have a cough coming. Nope, not there yet. Hasn't fully developed. You know, I've had issues with all the women in the past, but the problem is, it's the reaction that's the problem with you, Tinsley. See, when women come at you, you could either just laugh and say, feeling Giovanni, or you could just screech and annoy all of us and wish you were off our own damn show. So what option do you want to take?
I need more Feeling Giovanni and less Old Man River is what I'm saying, Tinsley. All right.
You know, you tend to... Here's the thing, Tinsley. I mean, we all support you. You're a beautiful past or prime woman with very little potential left, so you're totally non-threatening to any of us. But the problem is, you tend to do the wrong thing, and when you do the wrong thing, you screech, and the screeching is brain-piercing, and Dorinda responds with aggression, and, you know, that's because, you know, you're being annoying. I mean, let's face it, Tinsley can be very annoying. She's very, very annoying. She's screeching and annoying. She's a terrible grackle of a human being.
And Luann using Tinsley screeching as an excuse for people to be mean to her is hilarious. Like, have you heard yourself sing? I mean, my God, like you would have people standing up just throwing fucking wine glasses at your head if that was an excuse, okay? So Leah's like, well, I think that Tinsley was born into this life that like Dorinda wanted. And she goes, yes, meaning she can't relate to the lifestyle of being born with a silver spoon in your mouth. And she's like, well, I can't relate to it either, but who gives a shit? I still love Tinsley, you know? And Luann starts going on like, well, yes, I know. It's like when I worked with Arnold from Facts of Life. And I said the chorus line, you know, blah, blah. And she's going on, and Tinsley's like, yeah, well, you know, that's all kids, I'm yeah. saying. And Luann just keeps on talking and talking and, like, ignoring Tinsley.
Well, I mean, you know, I understand why she might be jealous of Tinsley being born into this lifestyle of a silver spoon. I mean, it's like me being born into a lifestyle of cabaret. I mean, granted, I wasn't a cabaret singer until I was about 53 or 47, whichever age you want to say, but I look best at. But the point is that I was always a cabaret singer. I just was never a
She stands up and just starts screaming. She's like, come on!
And then she goes... Because he goes, exactly! And they're like, oh god, my ears!
Oh, I can't hear!
Oh, I'm sorry, I just had, there's some shattered glass from a window up there that just broke when Tinsley screeched. I just had to brush out of my arm hair.
She's like, Tinsley, alright, this is what I'm talking about. You screamed like a child having a tantrum. She's like, but that's what I do!
I know. Yeah. She says it like it's her brand. Oh, that's what I do. I have a curl, and I scream like a child.
So then,
and also,
back... okay.
Wait, no. Also, Leah's like, listen. Here's what she needs to do. She needs to stand up to Dorinda and say, "Fuck you, bitch." And Dorinda would be like, "No doubt. I respect that."
Respect.
You know what? She needs to thug her out. She needs to thug her out.
Yeah, like... Tinsley, you're real street.
Yeah, Leah. Yeah.
Oh, so, no, say Tinsley, sorry.
Yeah.
All these young blondes, all right.
I mean, if there's anyone's street, it's Tinsley.
Hey!
It's like the very Heather version of street, right? So back with the other girls, Ramona's like, you know what? Tinsley is just not really strong enough emotionally or physically. I mean, maybe physically, but not emotionally or like cryy enough for her age, okay? I feel sorry for her. Really, too. I feel sorry for her. Okay. And Dorinda's like, I do too, but you know what? God helps those that help themselves.
And you know what they always say? The devil's in the screeching. That's what they always say. The devil's in the screeching. So Ramona's like, you know what, Dorinda? Here's what you have to do, okay? You just need to let it go with Tinsley, okay? There's bigger fish to fry, all right? Just let it go with her, okay? Listen, I don't see Tinsley as a victim. I see Dorinda victimizing Tinsley, okay? That's what I see, okay? Which is actually true.
Yes.
Ramona gets it right.
Yes. And Ramona's like, you know what? It's hard to be around us women. We're strong. We don't need a man. We're single and ready to mingle. You know what? I mean, we're gorgeous. We look younger than her. You know,
children.
Do I need to keep going?
We have perspective of being married at one point in our lives.
And Dorinda, who's been living off of, like... It's not like Dorinda is some, like, maven of business, you know? She's like, you know, she's not independent. That's frustrating. And Ramona's like, yeah, I understand, but you know what? Someone didn't give it the right tools, okay? That's it.
I'm not going to say her name is Dale, but her name rhymes with fail, and there's a reason why it does, okay?
So then back with the other girls, Leah's like, well, what about Dorinda's behavior? Like, should we have an intervention with Dorinda? And both Luann and Tinsley are like, no!
Not gonna happen.
No!
Not gonna happen.
No!
Here, let me show you seasons 6 through now. Not gonna happen. Not gonna work.
God, I've learned my lesson about having interventions. Here's how I have interventions now. I press block on my iPhone, okay? On your name. That's how I have an intervention now.
I usually make a passive-aggressive remark behind someone's back. That's my intervention. So, which is, I guess, the exact opposite. So Luann's like, well, you know, maybe if you frame it in a health spa or something like that, it could be pretty cool. I'm not saying I'm angling for a free spa day or anything like that, but it would be pretty cool. And as we all know, my tagline is, be cool, don't be all... line. What's the rest of my line? So uncool.
Leah's like, so in the spa, are you going to like go like Dalai Lama or Cardi B on her ass? Like, which one are you going to go? And Luann's like, don't go Cardi B. She'll go gangster rap all over your head.
I can't do the Latino sound, but I can do this with my tongue. Which I think is quite close.
So then Dorinda, I was actually like thinking positive thoughts because I saw Dorinda's going to the doctor. No, it's a fucking chiropractor, okay? Who also calls himself a life coach. Like, give me a fucking break. If you're going to a life coach, you need to check yourself. I'm sorry for any life coaches out there. Go support them and their business, whatever, but don't take it personally. But Dorinda, you don't need a life coach, okay? You need severe psychotherapy. Okay. Let's stop pretending.
You definitely don't need a life coach who's from a chiropractor. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. My back hurts, and I'm also extremely depressed and addicted to a lot of different things. So, yes. Took some liquid silver. It's all better.
By the way, I'm sorry. I got, like, distracted because when you did the thing, I started thinking, I was like, where did I see it? I think it was on Below Deck Sailing Yacht this week where there was, like, this older lady. It's sort of like the Kyle Richards type. I think maybe it was Kyle. No, I don't know. Somewhere on Bravo, someone tried to do the Cardi B thing.
It was that. It was yeah. Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Yeah, because this woman goes, okay, which is not how
those
you do
those women
it.
From Orange County, those awful, vapid Orange County women. Oh,
okay.
God. Oh, God.
It's like, no, it's not. You don't make a cricket noise after, yeah. after you say, okay. It's not how it works. No. But anyway, it's like, I feel like that was something that was very funny that happened on a show we were not covering that had to at least be acknowledged since we were already talking about Cardi B.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Anyway, I'm here. Chiropractor life coach. I'm here.
Listen, here's my advice to you. If you don't like the name Jeffrey, just spell it differently, like G-I-O-F-F-I-E, okay?
He's like, taking it, girl.
I thought that was his last name. I thought his name was Daryl Joffrey.
Oh, was it? Joffrey. I just wrote it.
We're just going to tear this man apart. We're like, listen, sir. Oh, you're a chiropractor? Well, I don't see any spine models in your office. So really, what sort of chiropractor are you?
Well, I'm also tearing him down because you've got someone with severe problems in front of you, and you're like, oh my God, congratulations, you're learning to be selfish, great job, and then taking their money. Like, you're fucking terrible at your job, sir, okay?
Yeah, I don't like that, you know, I don't like that either. These are, like, real deep problems, and she needs to be in, like, a Bethany Frankel, like a Bethany Frankel level, like therapist right now. Like, she should probably actually
you're a drunk.
Be seeing Bethany.
You're a drunk, that's what you are, yeah. So that's your problem, you're a drunk, all right? On that private plane.
You're a drunk. You're not nice. You're not cool. Dorinda kind of needs a Bethany intervention because Bethany was really good for like pulling someone aside and saying, okay, Dorinda, let me just say, okay, you're losing your mind. You're losing your mind right now, okay? Like, I get it. You're going through a lot, but you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy right now, okay? Like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to say it. I know we're on my private plane right now, but you're crazy. You're crazy. Here's some paper towels. Hand them out to people.
Yeah. So Dorinda's like, you know what? Here's what. I'm starting to recognize where my anger is coming from. I think it's frustration. You know, like with this girl Tinsley, you know? I think it's just, I just want the person to be the best that they can.
Oh, yeah. You're a real fucking inspiration, Dorinda, to everybody you come in contact with.
We should have you resurrect the old army slogan. Be all that you can be. Hey, you're not being all you can be, okay? Go to Yami. Yeah. And I also like her big revelations. I think my anger is coming from frustration. What? That's crazy. So she's like,
You know what? Maybe I'm just like too different right now to be able to tolerate how different she is. Specifically, how she whines a lot and she screeches and she's not independent. And she's basically a little girl. And I can't deal with that right now. Okay?
Yeah. And the doctor, like, the only intelligent thing he says, in my opinion, is he's like, well, you know, you just have to be respectful because you're each your own person, you know, and we don't see what's going on in someone else's life. And she could have
iceberg,
other things going on.
Iceberg, straight ahead.
Poor ghost. Poor ghost. And Dorinda's like, well, yeah, you know, I handled it poorly because I'm going through something. You know, there's the house. There's the breakup with John. It's having an effect on my... And the old lady went to sleep. That's what I call the house, you know? And then I had to throw stuff away. I didn't even want to look at it because it was ruined. And he's, the doctor goes, oh, I can see that there's some emotions there. It's like, well, good fucking call.
Doctor. Yeah, exactly. I like it was like, you know, what you guys should really do is be respectful of each other and courteous. I'm like, wow, wow, wow. Now I see why you get paid the big bucks to be a life coach. That was a really amazing and original piece of advice.
And so she's like, you know, I'm an angry person because I was lost at sea after Richard died. And instead of allowing myself to like be in that sea of hurt, I pretended everything was going to be okay. Okay, I don't know. Listen, everyone deals with their own pain their own way, and like we obviously, she's got real reasons to be fucking miserable. Yeah. Okay, but since when are you not allowing yourself to feel things? How long has she been on this show?
Well, let me tell you. Here's the problem. Here's what happened. Okay. Because after Richard died, I was feeling very sad and alone. And I would sit there and I'd watch Law & Order and watch these commercials with these adorable M&Ms. They'd always be going on little adventures, all these M&Ms, these big little M&Ms walking around, hanging out with people like Chrissy Teigen and stuff. And one day I was walking around and I met an M&M and I was like, you know what? I'm going to date you. Turned out it was John. So, you know, that's the thing. I sort of buried my emotions into M&Ms.
Yeah. Well, she's getting really good at excuses, and people like this help her, because now she's got a million excuses you can't fucking argue with ever that she's going on and on about, and she's well-practiced now. You know, we see through this episode as people confront her that it automatically goes right back into excuses, how it's not her, it's somebody else, it's somebody else, it's something outside of her that's making her like this. No, you're an asshole, and you're not stopping yourself from being an asshole, okay?
Well, it's interesting. She seems to be fairly self-aware in this moment. In this scene, she understands why she's acting out. I think everything she says like pretty much tracks and sounds about right. She clearly did not grieve properly, and it's coming out in these weird ways. And she has been like stuff that was literally buried under that house that is now being unearthed because of the flooding. It's like resurrecting all these emotions that she never dealt with. And she's probably unhappy with John. John was like a salve, and like, you know, he can only help for so long. She probably was lonely and needed the companionship, but this is not the guy she wants to be with. And she's angry. She's probably angry that she wasted time with John, although she probably wouldn't say it's wasted, but she's probably angry that she never dealt with her emotions a certain way. She's angry that she has regrets. All that stuff, all that baggage just swirling around. So she understands that it's there, but what's strange is that when her friends are confronting her and saying, you're acting out, she then puts up this wall like, no, you act out, you do this. And so it's weird how she's sort of compartmentalizing, how she can't seem to really take accountability for the manifestation of all these issues that she knows exist.
Well, that's kind of my issue with the whole thing, because like it's one thing to be aware of your problems, and that is an important step. But it's like I can say, well, I'm overweight or I'm this every day, but it's like it doesn't change it. Knowing it doesn't change it. Like actually doing something is kind of what changes on it. And like, look, like I said, everybody goes at their own pace or whatever. But this doctor is sitting there like, you know what you need? You just need to learn to focus on you. Like, really?
That's I love that you're honoring yourself right now.
Yeah. He's like, give yourself a high five for finally focusing on you. No. How about telling someone who's being like emotionally abusive and an asshole to everyone around them, like, stop focusing on you for 2 fucking seconds and focus on how other people feel around you that you're traumatizing every fucking time you open your mouth, Dorinda, okay? My God, yeah. You're not the only person in the world, Jesus woman.
But I love that you're just taking time to be selfish and
high
you're
fives.
Honoring yourself. High five. Now turn your head to the left and There we go. See you next week.
That'll be $900 for some liquid silver. Hope that goiter gets better.
Well, your knee is now above your ear and going the wrong direction. We call that an adjustment. See you next week.
High fives. So then Leah's at the Russian bathhouse now. And it looks... listen, you know, I'm not the snottiest person in the world, but even I was like, no, don't do it. You're going to get athlete's foot.
Yeah, at the very least. I mean, I actually really love that they went to this random Russian bathhouse that was sort of like, I don't know, dingy, outdated, whatever. But it was actually like really fun because it also felt like, you know, they were like eating Russian food. They were kind of having a sort of experience that I think in a way I would actually enjoy doing myself. I mean, of course, I like almost all the activities they do on these shows if I really think about it. But like, I don't know. It was like so out of their comfort zone. I thought it was hilarious that they did this. So anyways, they go down
there. I thought it was really – I can definitely understand where Leah's coming from, wanting to see rich people squirm in poor people places. Like, I took Leah Black to Ross Dress for Less, and it was the funniest fucking time I've ever had in my life. Diamonds for $3? These are diamonds!
And she wore like $20,000 worth of Louis Vuitton necklace in there, jewels, right?
Yeah, it's just like, how will they react when they see how poor people live?
Sometimes when rich people are so rich, are so obliviously rich, like that's like my favorite. That when they're just like in their own world, you just have to, it's like Caroline Fleming. You know, sometimes you just say, I understand they live in a world of privilege and they see the world through like, you know, a different lens that is really not, they don't really see the world properly. But sometimes I just kind of love that. And I'm like, I just want to watch the world that you live in right now.
Yeah. Especially when they're like on the verge of being poor and pretending that they're really rich, like that super rich. And they're absolutely not. Like Luann, like, oh, I would never come to, like Luann, you are so fucking lucky that you're not sleeping on a park bench right now. Okay, like,
yeah,
I don't think anybody even understands how lucky you are. Get off your high horse.
Yeah, I mean, like Ed Caroline Fleming, gosh, I still always say we are so lucky that we had I think we had two seasons with her, right? Like we are so lucky we had her on Bravo, because she was someone who was just massively wealthy but liked to be sort of bohemian, and it was just such an amazing display of ridiculousness, you know, like making almond butter pesto but then like touring people around her castle and scolding them. Yeah. I mean, it was just so good. If you haven't watched Ladies of London, take this quarantine time right now to go back and watch it on Bravo.
So she's there, and we see, you know, they're trying to make it look like a horror movie where they show like a close-up of a blackboard that's like pig feet soup or whatever. Yeah. You know, and we're like, oh my god, how are these ladies gonna act, you know? So Tinsley comes in and the lady at the front desk is like, here's valuable box, it is too hot in sauna for to wear jewelry. And Tinsley's like, no, I'm gonna keep this. No, this is mine, it's mine.
Tinsley was never going to engage with a spa day in the first place. First of all, she comes in with a face full of she has a priv face, okay? So she basically She looks like an orange, okay? And then her hair is up in like little buns. I don't feel like you're gonna. I feel like if you're going to the spa, you're not going to get yourself all beat and then have like a whole hair situation, right? I think you're doing everything simple and easy, right? Because you're gonna get sweaty and massaged down. So she is, and on top of that, she's also wearing a huge amount of jewelry. Like, who wears all that jewelry to a spa? And she's like, no, I sleep with my hoops on. I sleep with my jewelry on, okay? You can't have it. It's mine. I sleep with it on. And I'm like, I would love to see Tinsley sleeping with all that jewelry on. I mean, this is a crazy woman. This is a crazy, crazy woman.
Yeah, and she's like, you're not touching my things. I'm rich, okay? She's like, yeah. I'm not putting this in this weird little janky safe deposit box that you've got in front of me. She refuses. So then they have a shot of ginger vodka, and then Dorinda and Lou are driving over in their car, and Luann's like, well, I'm not thrilled for this, I'll tell you that. And Dorinda's like, you know what? There's five reasons they come down here, Luann. Marriage certificates, birth certificates, death certificates, anal bleaching, and the Xanax guy by the Staten Island Ferry. Nathan's hot dogs for Luann.
Well, I come down here for parole. Oh, I've seen so many things. Thank you all for coming to my show.
This one's called I Went Downtown for Parole and I Came Back with a Hot Dog. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1.
Thanks for coming to my Lou Talk.
So Dorinda's like, I swear, when you go down below Canal Street, the weather changes. It gets grayer.
I don't come down here unless I'm summoned.
So Luann starts telling Dorinda about lunch, and she's like, you know, well, Tinsy's just trying to figure out how to approach you because, you know, you're scary and scream at people, and she's very, very weak and loves to screech, and, you know, screech and weak versus strong and scary just doesn't always work out very well, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, of course, Leah, of course, has her thoughts, too, and those thoughts are very gangster.
She gets why I like her. You know, that's why we get along. We've been speaking a lot, me and this girl. She's a good mother, and she's not afraid. And, you know, with Tinsley, she lives in the fantasy world. I'm not going to live in the fantasy world, okay?
Yeah, I mean, she needs to see that there's a real world out there where people act gangster.
So then back at the spa, Ramona's getting there. She's like, am I late or am I early? Oh! How do poor people tell time, okay? You know what? I don't know if the sun is shining on the little needle you have out there that's going to give you the shadow to tell you what time it is, okay, poor person? But I think I'm on time.
You know what? And then the lady's like, okay, here it's hot for your hair to protect hair. She's like, I'm going to wear a hat. Oi. What? Okay, you know what? Like, this is not quite what I'm used to. You know, kind of like reflects Leah, you know what I'm saying? Kind of rough around the edges, and from what I hear, she's a little bit gangster, okay? Word.
So word. She sees Tinsley, and she's like, you know what, Tinsley? Let things go with Dorinda, okay? I already told her, don't be a bully, okay? You know what? Why am I talking about negative stuff, okay?
Okay, goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, goodbye. I'm going to bring up negative. Okay, boy, boy. So then Luann shows up. Luann and Dorinda, they see the plays me outside. Luann's just horrified. She's like, is that it? Is this the gangster place we're going to? Oh,
go.
And Dorinda's like, well, there's a strip club down the road. Does that tell you anything? So Ramona's like, you what? This area? You know, my mother told me it gets crinkly. What does that mean?
Because she's rubbing her chest.
Oh, this area, yeah. So she's telling the girl, she's telling Leah Tinsley, as she rubs lotion on her really boobs. She's like, this area, my mother told me, it gets crinkly. I mean, if you look at Sonia, she's got it. It's terrible, okay? She looks like one of those bags that you stuff gifts into, and then you take that paper and you crinkle it up and put it inside, okay? It's basically Sonia. She's a gift bag, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you this because you're still a youngster, okay? So what you do is you just rub all in the middle here. You don't want your mouth to be nice and smooth, okay? Because this is what a real gangster does, okay? Touché.
Then Sonia comes in and she goes, oh, a spa and a restaurant. Oh, Lord.
And then they do a close-up on the sanitation grade, which says, pending.
So Dorinda and Luann come up to them, and Dorinda's like, you excited? And Tinsdale and Dorinda just ignore each other. Dorinda and Tinsdale just ignore each other.
Yeah, and Ramona's like admiring her boobs now that she's like lacquered them up. She's like, well, I mean, I would pick up myself.
And Sonia
is just like horrified by all this. She's like, I mean, I'm in graffiti land. I mean, there's graffiti everywhere. I saw graffiti on I'm not sure I saw graffiti as much as I saw a billboard, but it's pretty much the same thing. Anyway, there's graffiti everywhere. There's gates down in the middle of the day. I mean, I avoid these areas uptown, and that's the way everything is here down in this poor neighborhood.
So let's go get beat with some palazzo leaves. So they go to the sauna first. And Sonia's looking around, and she's like, oh, my God, this is bare bones. It's prison-like in here. No offense, Luann. And so Dorinda's like,
can't tell if I'm aroused or horrified.
Yeah, so they sit in the sauna for a while first, and Dorinda's like, so true story. Richard didn't know my boobs were fake because they were soft. Feel them. You know, they feel soft, right? Have I mentioned Richard yet? He didn't know they were fake, right?
Yeah, for the first year I was dating John, I thought his whole body was fake just based on my boobs. But guess what? No, that was real softness.
So Dorinda goes, this is like Hamas.
And Luann, she goes, don't you like the hummus, Luann? And Luann's like, do you mean the hamam? She's like, you say hummus, I say hummus. You say Cincy's a whore, I say Cincy. Patata, patata. All right.
Hey, who wants to take a dip in the PLO?
I think you mean the pool.
No.
So Ramona's like, let's get beaten by those sleeves. Yeah.
Yeah. So they go into this room where they're going to be getting massages. And there are these two guys who are sort of shirtless. One guy is like skinny and one guy is like sort of muscular, but like husky-ish, you know. But either way, the women are just like, whoa, two shirtless men wearing hats and holding leaves. I think I found my future husband, okay? And the man's like, oh, hello. How are you? Goodbye, dog breeder. Hello, leaf beater. Hi.
Luann's like, well, I'm being attacked by a tree because they're getting beaten with these, like, bush branches. It's like the revenge of the bush, you know?
Yeah. She goes, I mean, if I'm going to get beaten by a wet bush, let it be by two hot guys. That's my fantasy. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. Beat me with a wet bush. Don't forget to hit the tush. Yeah.
So Ramona is just squealing, like, not so hard, not so hard. And Dorinda's like, get over, Ramona. You can't get over. You gotta love your foot now.
Hey, girls. Time to turn over a new leaf. Ha! That's some of the comedy you'll find in Mary Fuck Kill, Countess Luann Experience.
And Dorinda's just watching them because Leah goes up now. She's like, look at Leah. She's got a good body, that Leah. She's got a real good body. I like it so much better than Ghost Tour. So Sonia's like, wow, I've never done that, but I kind of like it. People beat you and you feel better.
Yeah.
S&M.
Maybe I'll try S&M. Yeah. Jinzi's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm just going to sit here in my jewelry. I don't want to do it. I have allergies, and I'm probably allergic to those leaves. So, Mom! Mom!
Sonia's like, why are people beating us with toilet paper? They're like, they're leaves, Sonia.
Mind if I take some of these? I need some new blinds.
So Dorinda's like, yeah, I'm not falling for that, because the guy tells her, get face down so we can, you know, scrub you. And she's like, I'm not doing that face down. I did that before once and I ended up with Hannah.
So now they like go to have lunch in like the restaurant, the cafe part of the spa. And it's basically this room that has not been updated in like 20 years. And there's like a hot tub in the corner. And the man's like, wow. There must have been some crazy parties that happened in this room. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Oh, Sonia, there's a picture of you on the wall. Wow.
I know Sonia's like the gold star member. It's like employee of the month, Sonia Morgan. Sonia's like, oh, gross. So they're eating, and Leah gives a toast, and she's like, you know what? When I first moved here, I was like, when I first came into this group, I was like, they're going to be so mean to me, but you know what? You've really accepted me, so thanks, everybody. Cheers. And Ramona's like, take off your hat. You know, what is it with this girl's stupid hats? Okay, she's obsessed.
Whoa. She's so gangster. She makes a toast with her hat on. Wow, it's crazy, okay?
Mm.
Okurara? So then Ramona's like, girls, I have a great idea, right? I think, why don't we go to Newport, Rhode Island, okay? It's not a real island, and it's not a new place. It's not even a port, honestly. I don't even know. It's a city of lies, okay? I'm sorry, but I think we should go there, okay?
We could take a ride to Jamestown.
So Leah's like, guys, there's an elephant in the room before we plan another trip. There's like an elephant in this trip, so less elephant in the room. I learned that from
there's
Housewives.
There's an elephant in the sauna.
Yeah.
Which is a terrifying idea thought of. So she's like, I'm just like really concerned that we haven't settled this shit from last trip. I mean, we just like, I need to get this off my chest. And Ramona goes, oh boy.
Yeah, she goes, you know what? She goes, if we don't acknowledge it, guys. And Dorinda's like pouring a big drink. And she goes, I acknowledge it. Okay, I acknowledge it. There, I said it. And Luann's like, well, she just feels like you jumped down Tinsley's throat. And Dorinda's like, no, because Tinsley made that comment. She made that comment at lunch, huh? You remember she made that comment? And then we see this horrible clip of Tinsley being like, well, she says being open, but it's hard to be open when people are so mean.
It's called sharing. And Ramona's like, you know what, Dorinda?
don't be mad at me, okay? I really thought about it before coming here, okay? I really thought, okay? And like, God knows I'm not perfect, okay? I mean, I'm pretty close. I would say that I actually am perfect, but God knows I'm not perfect, okay? I make mistakes all the time, okay? Not like Mario makes mistakes, but you know what? He's going through a crisis, okay? You know what? You advise me on a lot of things, which is my way of saying you give me advice, so now I'm going to give you advice, okay? And I respect you tremendously, as much as I can respect someone I don't really respect, okay? And you have a pattern, okay? I love you. But when someone upsets you, okay, you go for the jugular, okay? You go below the belt. You go up and down at the same time, jugular and crotch. Same time, all at once, okay?
She's like, I don't even know if you know that you do it. And Sonya goes, oh, she knows. She knows. And Dorinda's like, well, you do it all the time, Ramona, so you should recognize it very well. And Sonya goes, Sonya is not going to let this conversation happen without bringing down Ramona, too. It's so funny.
Yeah, Sonya just has borscht just dangling out of her mouth at that point, you know, like, oh, look at me. So Ramona's like, see, that's what you do, Dorinda, okay? I'm just going to stop it right now because it's really shitty, okay?
And Ramona's like, you know, Dorinda's turning this around. You know, it's everyone else's fault, of course. And then it cuts to Ramona just making a Twitch face. She's like, This is an episode with a lot of really good Ramona Twitch faces.
Like, so Dorinda's shocked, like, by everything that's said.
Yeah, so Dorinda's like, well, I don't think it's nice that this woman yells in front of my friends that John is texting women. Which, okay, you kind of have a point of that about that. That is not what we're talking about, ma'am, you know?
Yeah.
And so Ramona's like, look, I was just asking you, okay? I was saying, how would you feel if you found out John was getting texts of the women? Okay. And she's like, why even bring it up, Ramona? Why even bring
that
it up?
That was a zinger. That was a zinger, everyone. That was a zinger.
But he's my friend. You shouldn't do that. Ramona's like, okay, if we're going to bring up things from the past, you did that to Luann with a mugshot. She's like, oh, so I reacted to that. I was just reacting to Luann. So that's not her fault either. Still, all these years later. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You should have pulled me aside if you wanted to say something. You should have pulled me aside, says Dorinda, who is the queen of walking into a group of people and just unleashing all of her emotions, as she does later this episode.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I love that Ramona says I go for the jugular when she's an emotional vampire sucking the life out of people with their bad behavior.
Whoa, why are you lecturing me about your bad behavior, okay? Don't make this about me, okay? You know what you can make about me? The fact that I'm ageless, okay? This is about you, all right? I'm sorry, but they classe and it's about you.
So now they're just yelling at each other with Sonya in the back just making comments like, you go, girl! She's like, no one in particular. And so Leah's like, oh my god, this is not what I was trying to do, okay? And then it just keeps cutting back to Ramona trying to eat noodles like she's never seen a noodle in her life. She's like...
Yeah. And so and Dorinda's like, you know what, Ramona? You know what? I've been very scared of you, Ramona. You know, she's just trying to turn it around.
Because Leah says, well, look, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, look, I love Dorinda. I have a very special bond with Dorinda. She's like, yeah. She goes, but what I worry, like, what am I gonna do if like something that I do triggers this in you? And Ramona goes, yeah. You shouldn't be scary. That's what she's saying. She's scary. She's like, oh, like you, Ramona. I'm very scared of you, Ramona. And everyone's like, okay, Dorinda's obviously not going to listen to a thing that's being said, you know?
Yeah. Can you guys just say that you respect each other, that you don't judge each other, and that you love my cabaret? Can we just say that finally?
And Tinsley's like, well, I don't judge you, Dorinda. She's like, yeah, I don't judge you either. Yeah, right. She's like, and I respect you because you're really old. She's like, and that's where we can leave it, all right? We're good. We're good now. So Leah's like, toast to a judgment-free zone, I guess, then? And Sonya goes, yes, and more respect. More respect. And Sonya, and the one barfing on people SNL. Like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So Dorinda's in a snit now, but she stops herself and she's like, I'm gonna go pee. And Tinsley's like, well, I guess we're in a ceasefire then. And Sonya says, we're in a Russian place. That could have gone another way.
Yeah. So then we go over to Leah's apartment afterwards, and her friend, her sister Sarah comes over with like hipster like Brooklyn bangs. So I was like, uh-oh, this could be very intense. So Sarah's like, oh yeah, I was doing squats and I tweaked my neck. So anyway, Anyway, so do you have any chia seed pudding? Because I could really use that right now. So basically, Leah's like, yeah, Sarah is basically me times 100. Like you can see, she has bangs. So there's that. Anyway, hey, Sarah, I'm dating a guy named Peter Chip. And guess what? He made me fruit salad. It was actually really good. So
he's rich with pitas. And I took a naked picture with the pita chip, like, on my crotch. And then I sent it to him. But then he sent it to his friend. But then it was to me instead of his friend. Like, he thought he was sending it to his friend. And I got, like, so mad. Crazy. She's like, have you talked to mom?
I mean, he's still a gentleman. I just think he made a mistake. But let's just say that next time I send a pita chip selfie nudie, I'm going to have some hummus, too. I don't know.
So then they basically talk about how she's talking to her mom again, but every time she talks to her mom, she has to, like, say some bad thing she's done to make the mom mad. So
yeah.
The sister's like, how about you just talk to mom and ask her about herself? And she's like, oh, that's good advice.
Yeah.
So then we go over to Ramona's apartment where she's getting a party ready to support other women. Okay, my girlfriend's very important to me, so I'd like to have women over to my house and see that I could afford caterers and an apartment that's better than most of theirs. And then I say, you know what? What do you like about women? Women? And then we say what we like about women. Women are special, okay?
Yeah, I want to have a really fun party where we all stand, so I've been in a space between my living room and my dining room, and no one can sit down, and they all watch me fight with my friends. I'm really looking forward to that, okay? So Elise shows up, and she's like, hi, I'm Elise. I'm still on the show a little bit. She's like, oh, Elise, I'm not even ready yet. You're all dressed up. You look hot. I'm not even ready, okay? Come over here. Look, Nicole's in the kitchen, okay? She can sleep over. She can help in the kitchen, okay? She's basically like my Avery for the night. So go talk with her, okay?
So Elise is like, so do you have condoms in your drawer? Because Ramona's saying that she met some guy, I guess, or whatever. She was dating some guy. And Ramona's like, no. Yo, what? And I have a thing. What do you call those things? And they're like, condoms. She's like, condoms, Ramona. And Elise is like, I like to get a rise out of Ramona. And I'm like, boom.
Yeah.
You're doing nothing. Get her out of here. Clear Elise, please.
Yeah, Elise tries to have like a... like a wacky scene where she goes into Ramona's like dresser and tries to find the condoms and she doesn't find anything. So Ramona's like, you know what? Last fall, I was in a relationship with someone and then I kept condoms there for him because sometimes he wanted more. Okay, he needed more. I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm not going to say it. Okay, I'm so embarrassed. Oh my God. He came 3 times in one night. It was crazy. Oh my God. Am I really saying this out loud? Wow. Covered the entire apartment, the entire condom filled up. Oh my God, am I really saying this? This is crazy. Oh my God.
3 times in a night, the curse of Viagra. God, it really sucks aging now. It's like they just never stop, you know?
Yeah.
So then Sonia pulls up and we see Sonia like walking in and she brings Ramona a dress and she's like, here, Ramona, you can have this dress. And Ramona goes, we could share it. And Sonia goes, well, no, I don't think we can anymore because I'm a medium. And Ramona's like, oh, come on, we're the same. And I was like, what's that about? I'm like,
well, she didn't just give her the dress. She goes, here, Ramona, here's a dress. It's a large.
So she's like, we're the same, Sonia. And she's like, mm. And Sonia's all salty. So then Dorinda comes up and she's like, oh, hi, Ramona. I mean, hi, Ramona. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Okay. Thank you so much. And Ramona's like, listen, I already invited her. I don't want to disinvite her, you know, but I hope she's in a good mood. She's nice, Dorinda. Not that new, mean, hateful Dorinda, okay?
Yeah, you're going to get the hateful Dorinda. Sorry.
Yeah.
So we find out that Sonia's mad at Ramona because at the spa when they were changing, Ramona told Sonia that, you know, you're really beautiful, but you could lose 10 pounds. Okay. Just saying, keep off the borscht. Okay. Sorry.
And Sonia's like, how dare she? I'm gorgeous even with the weight on, bitch. And then it just cuts to Sonia. Now for the rest of the scene, they just cut to Sonia putting something in her mouth. Those yeah. People.
So Dorinda starts telling the girls about this crazy spa, and Elise is like, oh yeah, I've been to this place. This is the place where all the Wall Street guys would bring their strippers, you know, to the Russian bath. I've been there. I'm like, are you saying you were a stripper? What's what, huh?
Yeah, and Sonia's like, yeah, I knew there was a story about this place. And so Dorinda says, did you have fun, Sonia? And Sonia's like, well, I mean, yeah, I'm glad Tinsley could get in 4 words out to you, you know, when she said, I respect you. Ooh, yeah. You. Trying to make it 4 words.
Altercations, okay? And then Dorinda's like, well, you know what?
You know what, Ramona, what you did yesterday was wrong. It was wrong, okay? You know what, like, something came to me. You know, it was this word. Here, let me have Siri say it. Siri, can you say this word? Discombobulation. No, not that one. Hear about this one. Richard. No, this one.
Back it up, Chatting bitch.
Back it up, bitch. No. How about this one? Iceberg, straight ahead. No, not that one.
Whore ghost.
No, come on, Siri. Stop fucking around with me. Schadenfreude.
And Elisa's like, oh, that means that you don't wish things on bad people, but if something bad happens, you enjoy it. And Ramona's like, what are you, nuts? That's crazy, okay? What are you, crazy? What are you, nuts, crazy? And she gets like her crazy, like when her eyes squint right in the middle, like an angry cartoon girl, you know?
Yeah.
And go ahead.
We're just like, you know, I was in a bad place yesterday, and you bring up something from 2 years ago. Like, you knew she was in a bad, like, you're in a bad place every single day. Like, at one point, does she just say, you know what, she's always, once you're, if you're in a bad place every day, at a certain point, that's just the place. You know, it's no longer a bad place. That's just the place.
You're like written by Dean Koontz. You are the bad place, okay? And Ramona's like, you let out everyone, okay? You know what? She's nuts, you guys. She's nuts. And Dorinda's like, la. And now Dorinda is screaming and yelling at her in front of all these girls she doesn't even know.
Yeah, she's like, you're supposed to be my friend. I need you to always support me. I'm like, support? You guys were in like a Russian spa eating just like pouring tea and eating pierogies or whatever. There was nothing that there was no need for support at that moment. You know, she was just actually thought she was supporting you by saying, hey, by the way, we think there's something going on with you and maybe you should like get some self-help.
So then Ramona's, now they're in each other's face screaming. And Ramona's like, you were the one who said talk alone, okay? You were the one who said talk alone. And Sonya's like, you're acting like children. And Ramona's like, you know what? It's a little ironic that she says she wants to talk in private, yet here are all these people she doesn't know, and she's going off like a crazy lady, okay? And Dorinda goes, and then this one calls me Sonya, crying all night because you called her fat, you know? Like, I think what you do is like, you're worse than me, okay? And you're calling me, you're calling her fat, you're not by my side, Ramona. Who does that? Yeah. Like, who goes into somebody else's, like, party that just, they've had to, like, support other women and just rips them to fucking shreds? Dorinda's a monster, man.
And all those women were trying so hard to, like, gauge their reactions. They're like, I'm on camera. I'm very aware that I'm on camera, so I want to seem poised. Do I say something? Is it my place to say something? How does my hair look? This is hilarious. Will I be able to gossip about this afterwards? Am I under contract with Bravo? Can I just go tell all my girlfriends about this right now? Because this is amazing.
It's crazy. And Ramona's like, you know what? These are my girlfriends. Why are you so angry right now? Why are you so angry? And Dorinda's like, you like other people's misfortune, Ramona. You're a coward is what you are. You're a coward who loves misfortune.
Yeah. And I like that there was that one woman who looked like Frau Fabisna from Awesome Powers who was just standing there with a glass of wine. She was like very close to everyone, just standing there like nodding her head. You know, it's like, you're not in this. You're not in this. Take a step back, lady.
Yeah, so, and Ramona's like, listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're so unhappy, okay? I'm sorry Richard died. I'm sorry the anniversary of Richard's death is coming up, okay? I'm sorry because you're unhappy. And Sonya goes, we are unhappy. Fucking Sonya piping in. And Dorinda's like, so sorry you can't land a boulder, Ramona. I'm so sorry that you've had so many men coming in and out, you can't land a boulder.
Is that what we're calling John now, a boulder?
Yeah, you landed a boulder, and look where it got you, exactly.
Yeah, so basically, at that point, Ramona kicks Dorinda. She's like, you know what, you gotta go. So she kicks out Dorinda, and Dorinda's like, I love being kicked out of the good house, I love that. So Sonya leaves too, you know, she's, you know, in solidarity, because she's also angry. Poor Sonya, I think she thought she was gonna have a whole storyline about being fat-shamed, and it's just sort of been scuttled to the side, which is kind of hilarious. So they leave, and it's like, commercial, what will happen? But then when we come back, Dorinda and Sonya are in the hallway. And so Elise and Fabrizina, like, go out there with them. I'm like, why are you with – lady, why are you still there? You're not part of the central cast. It's like Elise is barely allowed in the hallway at this point. And by the way, I've never wanted to be a neighbor ever so much as that moment. Could you imagine the neighbors sitting there, like, listening in at their door to all the fighting in the hallway? Oh, my dream.
And Ramona is, so they're all screaming at each other in the hallway, and Sonya's going, if I want to be fat, I'll be fat.
okay?
So, and Ramona has now pivoted to crying. She's like, listen. She's like, you know what? Listen, I love you both, okay? Don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. Please, I don't want to fight anymore. Like Tina Turner said, I don't want to fight anymore, okay? Like, listen, I do. And now Dorinda's starting to cry. She's like, I need your support today. I need your support today, you know?
How could you do this to me, Ramona? How could you do this to me? It's been 7.5 years.
And Ramona knows how to shut Dorinda up. The only thing you can do is scream and cry and apologize like you were the one in the wrong the whole time, you know, which is not the point. None of this has been that anybody else has been wrong except Dorinda. But of course, she's managed to turn it back around and make everyone else at fault. So she's like, we've been through so much together. And it's so unusual because you're like a sister to me. My heart hurts.
Yeah. And I was like, I love you both so much. So they go back in and they walk back into the apartment. So he's like, well, I don't know what's happening. And she just goes right to the hors d'oeuvres. And so Dorinda's like, you know what? Like, I know my delivery's not good. And like, and I want to get rid of the hysterics in my life. I'm trying to get rid of the hysterics in my life. Okay, I don't want to be alone again. I'm like, I love how you're saying you want to get rid of the hysterics in your life as you are being fully hysterical.
Yeah. And so Elise goes, the three of you could drive Mother Teresa to drink. Get her out. Get her out. Okay.
Well,
get a fucking dolly in and roll her off the set, please.
And what was great is that, like, even though Dorinda's talking about her pain, Ramona's gonna, like, turn it into her pain, her own pain. She's like, you know what? Like, Dorinda, no, we can't be fighting. I need you, okay? Because, like, I'm afraid I'm gonna be alone forever so I can relate to you, okay? I don't want to be alone forever like you or most likely Tinsley, okay? And then Dorinda and Ramona and Sonia all, like, I think they were hugged, but they're together. I think they hug.
They do, like, a three-way hug, yeah.
And Dorinda goes, strangely, it was good that it was just the three of us tonight. And they just cut to Elise standing there like, okay. Like, I'm here too.
And Ramona's like, you know what? When Dorinda acts like this, there's nothing you can do. It's not except shut your mouth, okay? Or cry louder than her and twitch a lot, which it did. And it worked, okay? So they just are like, oh, you know, I love you so much. And Ramona tells her, I love you so much. Seriously, I just can't. Okay, I don't want to fight with you. And Dorinda goes, you know what, Ramona? That's why if we have a problem, you just need to pull me aside. Which is the funniest line to end this on. Fucking Dorinda. Yes. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Dorinda deserves every bit of backlash she's getting right now on the internet.
Ridiculous.
And she is not copping to a thing. You know, she's not saying she's sorry for one single thing, you know?
She's not good at that. I mean, when she had her issue with Luann in Cartagena 2 years ago, she also, like, did not understand why what she said was so mean and so vile to Luann in that moment. When all Luann said, like, oh, she's starting or something like that. And Dorinda just, like, unleashed this fury on Luann, who had pretty much fresh out of, like, jail and on this new journey of temporary sobriety. And like, when Luann was being like, you were so mean, and Dorinda's like, yeah, but you said I was drinking or something like that. She's just, like, unable to really take accountability in those situations.
Yeah, lame, weak, but hilarious, as always.
Hilarious, I love
it. Great episode, another great episode. So thanks, everyone, so much for being with us. If you want to watch these, go to Crappens On Demand, okay, on our Patreon. And we will be back Monday with some Top Chef action, followed by one of our live shows of Slutty Island. Well, you know, then the rest of the week's the same. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. We sure love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.